This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're going to try now to do Daf Tzadi in Yevamos. We're basically still discussing the question that the Gemara brought up on Daf Peites, that is it possible that the Chachamim have the ability to be Oiker Davar Menatayra? The Gemara just started discussing the question, even though it didn't bring up the question until Peites Amud Beis. The Gemara asks on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is of the opinion that when the Mishnah says that if a woman gets married based on the Eidos of an Eid Echad, she is able, and the guy walks into returns. So the halacha is, not only are the children she had from the second guy mamzerim, but if she now produces a children from the first guy, they're mamzerim. So that implies that the chachamim have the koyach, lakar davar min ha-Torah, because we know, why should the children that she has from this first guy be mamzerim? This was a valid marriage in all respects. There's nothing lacking in this marriage whatsoever. And the Gemara was specifically challenging Rav Chisda. Why Rav Chisda? Because the Gemara cited a Mishnah that you're now to be toireim min atame ala tahar. And if you did it b'shoigeg, it's a good shuma. And if you did it b'mezid, Rav Chisda holds, loy asav, loy klum, you did absolutely nothing. Even though you were mafresh a good shuma. And the reason why we say it's nothing is we're afraid that if we tell you that it was good, but do it again, you're not going to listen to us. And therefore, the Gemara is searching for a source that yesh koyach lechachamim lakar davar min ha-Torah. So all the attempted sources failed, and the Gemara continues now. We're up to the top of Daf Tzadi Yom Anal. V'oicheles beginoi truma, and she's allowed to eat on his account truma. This is talking about a woman who's married to a guy midrabanan. She was married as a katana by her brother or by her mother, which is only kedusha midrabanan. And if the guy is a koyin, she's allowed to eat truma. So we see even through something which is only rabbinic, it works on a da'iraisa level, and she could eat truma. So clearly, yesh koyach lechachamim lakar davar min ha-Torah v'oicheles beginoi truma. Says the Gemara, betruma derabanan. Only truma derabanan, but not truma da'iraisa. Tashma. Come in here. Achal truma tamea. If a zar ate truma tamea. Now normally if a zar eats truma, he has to pay back, plus add a chaymish. But in this case, he ate truma tamea. So if he ate it, b'shoigeg, mishalim chulin tahirim. He should pay chulin, which is tahar. Why? Garashi says it's exeris hakasav. It says, v'nosan lakoyen es hakoydesh, which we darshan to mean something which is roi to be kodesh. So if you ate chulin, if you ate truma tamea, you pay back chulin tohirim, something which is roi to be kodesh. Shilem chulin tameim. What if you paid back chulin, which is tamei? Sumchus oimer mishum Rabbi Meir. Sumchus says the name Rabbi Meir. Bishoigeg. If you gave it bishoigeg, tashlumav tashlumen. The payment is a good tashlumen. If b'shoigeg you paid tameim, you thought it was tahar. So it's a valid tashlumen. Because basically, what did you give this person? You gave them chulen tameim, which it's potentially roi to be truma. We'll see about that. And if you did a b'shoigeg, it's a good tashlumen. B'mezid ain't tashlumen of tashlumen. If you gave it b'mezid, it's not a tashlumen. V'chachamim oimrim, the rabbi said, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh tashlumav tashlumen. Either way, it's a good tashlumen. However, even though it's a good tashlumin, meaning whether it's b'shoigeg, whether it's b'mezid, it's a good tashlumin. However, v'choizer u'meshalem chulin tohiren. But you have to give, again, chulin tohiren. So basically, one more time, Rav Meir says b'shoigeg it's a good tashlumin, b'mezid it's not. Why? It's a knas, Rashi says. The Chachamim say, either way it's a good tashlumin, and you got to pay him chulin tohiren. V'havinan ba. Now we asked on this. B'mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumin. Rav Meir says b'mezid it's not a good payment. Tavoy olav bracha. Blessing should fall on his head. Why? De'achal minei midi deloy kachazilei. He ate something that was not fit. Be made tumasai in his day of tuma. V'kama shalom, he did the kazil, made tumasai. And he gave him something that he could eat, be made tuma. Think about what happened over here. The person ate truma tumea. So he's supposed to pay chulin tahirim. Instead, he paid chulin tumeim. So if he did it b'shoigeg, it's a good tashlumen. If he did it b'mezid, it's not a good tashlumen. Why not? He ate truma tamea. Truma tamea cannot be eaten by a koyein b'mei tamasai. And chulin tameim could be eaten by the koyein b'mei tamasai. So you actually did the koyein a favor. You're paying him back with better stuff than he ate up. Rashi says, the achal minei, he ate. Now, Rashi, the Gemara says he ate something which is not fit be made tamasai, and he's paying something which is fit be made tamasai. Rashi explains the afagav de tashlumin naasim truma, even though the chulin is supposed to be made into truma, and then it won't be chazir be made tuma, but I'm paying you back. So I gave you at least as much value as I took from you. I took from you truma tameya. So I'm giving you chulin tameyim. And that definitely has equivalent value. But truma tameya loy chazil achila. A koyein tahar, Rashi says, is oiver naseh. We learned earlier that a koyein tahar is oiver naseh if he eats truma tameya. And a koyein tameh who eats truma gets misa. So the bottom line is, the Gemara, what's pshat in Rav Meir? Why b'mezid ain't tashlum u'tashlumin? Tavay ala bracha. Da'acha minei midi, do'ay kachazim minei tumasai, v'kamashah minei kachazim minei tumasai. V'amar Rava, and Rava said, v'amri la kedi, and some say it was said unascribed, chesurei machsar v'achitani. It's missing words. This is what it means to say. Achal truma tamea. If somebody eats truma tamea, mishalem kaldehu. You could pay anything. You could pay even chulin tamein, because that's a better hashava. Achal truma tahira. But if you ate tahar truma, mishalem chulin tahirim. You have to pay chulin tahirim, because that's something that could be rendered into truma. Shileim chulin tamein. Sumcha soimer mishum Rav Meir b'shoigeg tashluma of tashlumin b'mezid ain't tashluma of tashlumin, because you ate truma ta'ira, so you better pay back chulin ta'ira. If you pay back truma, if you pay back chulin tamein, that's not as good as what you took. B'chachamim oimrim bein b'shoigeg bein b'mezid tashlumev. Tashlumen. Either way, it's a good payment. V'choizim mishalem chulin tahirin. You have to pay again. So now that we got this brisa straightened out, let's get to the upshot. Ay v'ha'hacha d'midai raisa tashlumei ma'al yahava. But over here, midai raisa, it's a good tashlumen. It's definitely a good payment. If you ate truma tahira and you paid back chulin tamein, it is a good payment, midai raisa. Rashi says, the hamidaraisa tashlumin ma'alyaninu the chulin tameim nami ruin liyos kodesh. Even chulin tameim could be kodesh, like Rabbi Eloi said. Rabbi Loi said on the top of Pei Tesam Abeis that something which is Truma Temeya, Chulin Temeyim, could become Truma. So Midaraisa, it's a good Tashlumen. And if the Kayin married a woman with it, the Kedushin was Taifeh. So you gave the Kayin Shavius. There's no lack of value to what you gave the Kayin. And yet, what are the Rabbanon? So what does Rav Meir say? Rav Meir says, B'shoigig it's good, B'mezid it's not good. V'omer Rabbanon, V'Rabbanon I assume over here means not Rav Meir. Rashi says, Mid Rav Meir come Isav. Imagine this. You gave a payment to the Kayin. The Kayin said, oh, thank you so much for the money. He turns around to Shprinsa. And he says, Shprinsa, they're married. Ramir said, no, it's not a payment. Kayin, you don't own it. The Kedushin is off. The Kasharina, Neshas Ishtalma. By the way, why don't we say called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanah Mekadesh? Where do we have that? Where did the Gemara use that? Sorry, you're all muted, so if you're saying something, I don't hear you. Sorry. Anybody, why doesn't the Gemara just say, call the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbanah Mekadesh? One second. Tosfos asks, why don't we say maybe Hefker Bezen Hefker? That's why it's not a good Kedushin. Where did the Gemara use called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabban Mekadesh? Here. In the last blot or so. But that's the Gemara's Kasha. How do they have the right to say it's not a good Kedushin? Must be Yesh Koyach L'Chacham L'Akar Davrana Torah. Says the Gemara, Mayein Tashlumav Tashlum. You know what it means? Not a good payment to come a mayor. It means Avada, it belongs to the Kohen, and it's a good Tashlum. And when we say it's not a good payment, to Boy L'Mahad Shlumei Chulin Torah, you have to go pay more Chulin Torah, and that's all. When we say it's not a good payment, it doesn't mean it's not the ownership of the kohen. Avad, it's the ownership of the kohen. And if he wants to marry a woman, he can marry a woman. The chaman would not interfere with that marriage. When we say it's not a good payment, it means he has to offer another good payment of chulen. The Gemara says, yeah, but that's the Rabbanon. Yihachi sumchas hainu Rabbanon. So Gemara says, you're right. Regarding mezid, they're the same. The question is, are we goizer shoigeg atu mezid? Meaning, Rav Meir holds that by shoygeig it's just good. You don't have to do it again. Amar Rav Acha b'Rav Raviko konsu shoygeig atumezid yikabei nayu. According to Rav Meir, b'shoygeig it's a good tashlumen. You don't have to pay again. And the Rabbanan say we're goyzer shoygeig atumezid. So we still have no raya yesh koyach lechachamim lakar davar min ha-toira. Oh, why didn't anybody remind me? Last week's Iyun Shir, we did the three Mahalchim about how does it work in a situation where a woman gets married based on the... How do we allow a woman to get married based on an Eid Echad if Ein Davar Shabbat Erba Pachos Mishnayim? So we learned three shittos. Shita of Toisvus was the Chachamim are Masakein to be to mamin the aid. You're being oikar davar min atayra. Toisvus says it's doime hadavar lahamin uvedavar sheyesh ktsas tam. It's not considered oikar davar min atayra. Right, that was Toisvus on daf peches. Right, Toisvus on daf peches said. The second to last Tosef Bechazon, Shabadavar Shiish Ktsaz Tam Musmach Loi Choshev Oikar Dovim Minat Torah. Rashi says on Kuf Mem Hei Omid Beis that the Chacham were Mafkia the Kedushin. And the Ritva asked, and that's why doesn't Gemara quote the concept of Kodem Kaddish Adai to the Rabbanim Kaddish. Then there was a third Shita. That basically the Chacham are not doing anything wrong because it's like Anan Sahadi. So basically we have not had in our Sugya, in this Perek in Yevamos, the Gemara invoke the principle of Kodem Kaddish Adai to the Rabbanim Kaddish. But it's interesting because the Gemara tries to bring a raya from this case that yesh koach lacham laker davar min haTorah, and the Gemara does not say at any time. Well, here it's different because called the mekadesh adat the rabbanu mekadesh. Tashma. So we're gonna another attempt. Dam shenidma, blood that was Tame, Vizarku, and it was sprinkled Vishoigig. So the blood became Tame, and the Zrika was done, even though the Dam was Tame. So if you did it, Vishoigig, Hurtsa, the carbon brings atonement to the Bailam. Bemaze it, if you did it on purpose, Loi Hurtsa. Wait a second. Vahahacha de Medaresa Tsuya Marza. In this case, even if the dam is tamei, the bailam get kapara. Why? Because that's one of the functions of the tzitz. The tzitz is meratza even on dam that became tamei. The tanya al maha tzitz meratza al hadam ve'al habasar ve'achelev shenitma ve'en b'shogeg ve'en b'mezid. Whether it became tamei, whether b'shogeg b'mezid, ve'en b'oynus ve'en meratza, whether it was extenuating circumstances, or willfully, bein biyachid, bein mitzibur. And the Amri Rabbanan, the rabbis say, no, if it was b'mezid, loy hurtza, you don't get kapara. And then, so what do you got to do? You got to bring another carbon, b'kahadar ma'ayil chul azara. Then you're going to go bring chulin into the azara. So the Rabbanan say, it's not a good carbon. So it's not a good, the guy has to be over a daraisa and bring chulin to the azara. So Zoraya, yesh koyach lechachamim lakar davar min ha-toyra. Amar of Yosi bar Chanina, my loy hurtza. What does it mean, loy hurtza? De kamar. It means lahater basar ba'achila. It means to permit meat to be eaten. That's what it means, loy hurtza. You can't eat from the carbon. Avo bailam neskapru boy. But the bailam get kapara, so you get kapara. You just can't eat the meat. Says Gemara, but eating the meat is a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat the meat. So if kamis akra achilas basar. In the end, Achilas Basar is uprooted. So that means the Chacham are being oikar davar min haTorah. Chsiv yachlu oisam asher kupar bahem. They will eat it, the ones who gained atonement. Melamed shehakohanim oichlim ubailam miskaprim. So we still see that the Yesh Koach Lacham lakar davar min haTorah. Amar lei. So he said back, what kind of raya is this? Sheva al tasashani. The rabbis are not telling you to violate a daraisa. They are passively telling you not to eat the carbon. That was never in question at all. So that, yavada yesh koyach lechacham lakar davar min haTorah. But regarding our issue of Reb Chisda says that if you're a toireim, tame al tahar, b'mezid, loy asav loy klum, and it's not truma, so that means they're bekum va'aseh, saying that this is not truma. That's that we have no raya to. That we have no raya to. So, Be'ez Hashem, this evening we will try to do Tzadi Amid Beis and search for a makar that yesh koyach lechachamim lakar davar min haTorah bekum va'aseh. Okay. Thanks everyone for joining. Hopefully to see you tonight, 9:15. Okay? Kol tov, everyone. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.